One.
We're back.
We are back. You never left.
Well, yeah, that's you true. Did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think I've even announced it on the podcast yet.
I know.
Yet. Well, we haven't even made a public post about it yet, which is fine.
Oh, okay. So because, never mind. Forget I said
it. Well, no. It's fine because I was telling people, you know, individually, and I guess I didn't make it clear to one particular person that it wasn't public yet, and they made a public announcement.
Not the photographer.
No. It was my old pastor. He said something about it from the pulpit at church.
From the pulpit.
Yeah.
And people are like,
yeah. They just and gasped. I started getting text messages and I'm like, wait, how do they even know?
Right.
And then my dad texted me because he was watching the live stream. He was like, hey, your old pastor just told everybody from the pulpit. And I was like, great. Anyways, I'm getting married.
Yay.
I am engaged.
She said yes.
Yes.
And it was the donuts. I think it was the donuts that did it.
It was the donuts for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to show them a picture. So tell them.
Yeah, I will bring up the picture. Yeah.
This is a little plug. Since you and I have been working together, since I've known you, anytime we have work in Nashville, Tennessee, we always go by this place that is sinful. I mean, just filled with sin.
I feel like that's not true. They have a Bible verse on the box.
They do. It's because I shouldn't be eating what they offer, but go ahead and plug them a little bit.
Okay, so if you're ever in Nashville, or now they have a location in Atlanta.
Wow.
Five Daughters Donuts.
Unreal.
They are the best donuts. They're 100-layer croissant donuts. They come out with new flavors every single month.
Crazy
good. And they'll just blow your mind. It's hard to eat a whole one because they're very dense.
Very
but
rich.
Yeah, very, like, and it's like $5-6 a donut, but it's totally worth
it. Totally worth it.
Yes.
And every time we would go into Nashville, we'd actually have to drive a little bit. It's not right in downtown. It's in what area of Nashville?
They have three locations in Nashville now.
Okay.
So, but the one we always went to is on 12 South.
12
that's,
South.
That's okay. My favorite one. Or okay. If you want to go to Franklin and go to the factory, that's where they actually make all the donuts in the Tennessee area.
Can you see like the 100 layers being formed and all that stuff?
Yeah, so that they actually have a, like, have you ever been to Fitz's Root Beer in St. Louis?
Yes.
They literally just one big window, right? And you can watch the people making the donuts. It's really cool.
There it is.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So check it out. If you're a donut fan, they'll blow you away.
You opened up the box because it's Lena's favorite.
So the reason we're bringing that up is because it's Lena's favorite donuts ever. She loves the flavor.
Tick, 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 tick. Is it strawberry? Is it cream cheese?
It's maple glaze.
Maple glaze.
That's her favorite. And so I got her a few of those and I got some different ones, but basically, and they have very colorful boxes. They have really, really good branding and everything.
Beautiful.
And so I had my friend Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
We all know Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel Lopez. He's been on the show.
He lives in Nashville now. He came to take photos for everything and help me set it all up and everything. But I had this whole donut box and I put the ring right in the middle.
A rock, baby. Just right in the middle.
Yep. And then instead of opening up the little ring case, I opened up the whole donut box.
How could she say no?
Exactly.
She couldn't. She couldn't.
Because if she would have, I wouldn't have let her have the donuts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? You're like, no? Okay. Really?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, look what we just did for you. That donut place, we're definitely going to tag them.
Oh, for sure.
So now everybody, if you want a guaranteed yes, you get down on one knee with a bright, colorful box and you just put the ring right in the middle. It worked. It works for Lucas.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really think about this, but I could have put the ring inside the donut and when she was eating it.
Oh, no.
One of those weird ones.
She swallows it and then you got to wait for her to. It's just not good. Not a good plan. No. Because I've seen her devour one of those donuts. Like, she'd be all about it.
You have?
No.
Honestly, I don't think
see how convincing I am?
Yeah.
You're like, really?
Like, I was like, wait, where are you creeping around at?
Yeah, I'm never on that side, the delivery, after we've been working all day and he makes it home and
right.
gives her the donuts and stuff. So anyway, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Very, very exciting. Does that mean you're going to be off work for like a long time or? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You'll be right back at work, mm-hmm. right? Just tie the knot and go on your trip and get right back to it.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So at least 2.5 weeks you'll be gone or?
Well, I'm going to be gone 2 weeks in July for a vacation that has nothing to do with our wedding.
Rich people problems, I tell you what.
Yeah, I don't say rich.
Listen, so super proud of you. You've been doing some really cool stuff. We talk about it all the time here at Growing Media and Produce Perform. We get to make commercials. We get to make a TV show. You sometimes work with individuals doing really cool things like, what was it called? Tailgates and Tall Boys. And you were trackside at the Indianapolis or NASCAR. Where all have you been?
Yeah. Yeah, so this month I did three music festivals. First one was at NASCAR in St. Louis.
Crazy.
I can't remember the name of the raceway now.
Were you in the center? Did you get to hear the car zoom come out?
The final day, yeah. So I was running one of the B stages just outside the stadium.
Okay.
And then at the end of the third day, I actually got to go inside the stadium. Nice. And it is crazy.
Yeah.
It is so loud.
Those fans, though, listen, there's not a more dedicated bunch to anything.
No.
Like those folks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it was funny because the race got delayed like 2 hours or something because of lightning. And people just stayed.
They just stayed.
Got even more drunk than they already were.
So, you know, let's bring up, this is Marketability's podcast. So how many different advertisers did you notice? Whether it was on the car, on the bathroom, on those places where they're getting intoxicated while they're waiting for the race.
Yeah, I mean, we even had to set up banners on our stage for advertisements.
People bought the stage underwriting there. That's smart. Yeah. So, I mean, look, you don't know that it'll make an impact, but when you've got a large group of people there like that, and you know all eyes are on the stage or all eyes are on a particular car, why wouldn't you put your logo there?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, it's even what blew me away is the on the right, the main race day, the car, because there were truck races and other, and you know, all the preliminary stuff. On the main day, they actually had a Sunday service on the stage that I was running.
I love that.
And I mean, there were hundreds of people
I love that.
At 8 a.m.
Get them where
and
you
the race
can,
doesn't
baby.
Start until like 3 p.m. or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I love that. Who preached that? Do you know?
I can't remember his name. He was a pastor in Collinsville.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I've noticed that. Even down in, I go to Auburn football, you know, and there's a place called University Park and a lot of RVs out there. And, you know, people are there for the big party Friday night. You go to the game Saturday, you're packing up Sunday.
Yeah.
They're running a service in the middle of that place. You may not have a lot of people stage side, but you can hear them because they belt it out, which was really, really, really good. So I love that. Just take advantage of those mass gatherings like that and get your brand out there. So is Kane Brown like really cool? Did you get to hang out with him?
I did not get to hang out with him. I couldn't even get close to him.
What?
Yeah, I tried.
Was it? And his wife was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great singer too.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like you didn't even
kind
know
of annoying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because they're so good.
Because they're too good. Yeah. You know?
Cute little kids. Darn them. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who was the biggest name in your opinion there that you got to see? Maybe over all the festivals, who did you enjoy seeing most?
Oh, who did I enjoy the most? Probably Kane Brown.
Okay.
I actually, because I'm not a big country fan.
Right.
But he was actually really good.
He kind of crosses all genres.
He's not one of those performers where it's like, you know, someone doctors it in the studio. He's just that good all the time.
He is so good.
But Nickelback was also there.
Yeah.
And I'm not like a huge Nickelback fan, but it's cool. Like I got to see Nickelback and they're just such a big deal.
No doubt. That's so cool. Yeah. So we had just previously the week before covered the CMA Fest and the spiel went this time. That's a TV show that we produce at Growing Media. We went as spectators.
Mm-hmm.
Very different way to watch everything. You know, we're not going backstage. We're sitting right out there with you. Fans, again, just nutbags. Like they will be there through thick and thin, sit there for 5.5 hours to wait for their group to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting to determine what happened the last night with Eric Church. So we heard two stories and maybe people will write in or call us and tell us what happened. But so apparently he either maybe had a little too much fun earlier in the evening and his bodyguard says you need to come off but he did 6 songs. People said he seemed a little slow, but nothing too noticeable. But dude, the other speculation was that too many people started leaving because he was that end act. The problem is when he was pulled from the stage, that's where your two surprise guests were that night. Morgan Wallen and there was another group backstage. They never got to come out because he didn't finish his set. Everybody booed the last night.
I didn't even know this happened.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I need to find out who that other, because they were very notable. Kind of like you and Lena's favorite donut, just completely. Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway, a great, it would have been one of those moments when people were like, oh, no way, man. Earlier in the night, I think Alabama appeared. Nobody knew they were coming.
Whoa.
Man.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're, They're definitely granddads now. Older guys.
I bet they
are. Yeah, they're gray. They are. Randy ain't even trying to cover it up. He's just going gray. But it was it's a cool fest, and you know, a lot of really neat ways to advertise there. You see a lot of products being given away just to get people to sample it. And it is insane the money they're charging in these places, like for a drink, right? If you indulge with a libation on occasion, $26 I think
for a
little insane. A beer, a cerveza, $17
That's not worth it.
It's crazy.
That's not worth
it's
it.
It's like, when did we start paying that much for things? And people are like, when you paid that much for things.
I would rather pay have a little mini cooler on my shoulder.
Right. Until you get busted at the door and they take your mini cooler, right?
No. You just slide them one and then keep
moving. Good luck with that. Don't try it at home. So anyway, yeah, you know, this is a podcast designed to somewhat promote growing media and what we do. We're out there. We're kind of figuring out some ways people are making a lot of money but having fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we realized today in a meeting earlier, you know, you need that good video production. You need good audio. You need to align yourself with things that are happening. You need to adopt this terminology, cause marketing. Get behind something, whether it's the races or a concert or a not-for-profit or people doing great things. And I'm pretty convinced at this point in the game that that's a very lucrative way to go for you as a business. I think it's almost foolproof, I think, because you got enough people in your corner to ensure success.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's cool to make a lot of money, and that's great. But what's the point if the money's just buying you things?
Correct.
And not actually making a real impact.
Correct. And I think that's one way as a business owner, you know, if you have a product, a good, a service, what is your footprint that you will leave? And we talk about that a lot. So maybe we'll talk about that in depth in the next podcast.
Yeah.
Like, what's your footprint as a business? And let's look at some of those who have really done it and done it well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you think of anybody offhand there?
Ooh, not like immediately, but I always feel like there's I don't know. There's always an entrepreneur that I feel like that they've either started their own or they just really pushed into someone else's and been like, hey, I'm going to give a lot of money to this.
Yeah. One of those that comes to my mind, strangely, Toms, the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right? When you buy a pair, they donate a pair to someone without shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me.
And the shoes that they donate are way nicer than the ones you're buying.
Really? Where did you learn that?
Because, so like Tom's shoes, you know, there's not much to them. You know, they're really slip-on or whatever.
Right.
But the shoes that they actually donate are like much more like rigorous and longer so lasting.
Last, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Because it may be the only pair of shoes, you know, a person gets or...
Yeah, for the next few years. And they'll wear them every day.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Where we have the benefit of having 20 pairs of shoes.
Correct.
And you don't have to wear the same pair every day.
That is right. That is right. But, you know, think about that. That gives you something to think about. And if your business is doing something pretty unique, we'd like to know about it. We'd even like to have you here on the show to talk about it. So let us know.
Yeah. It's just like Sierra, you know, we had on, you know, a few shows back.
Yes, yes.
There are causes like that
thankless, you can where
easily get behind.
Yeah. You know? I mean, she's going through something, and what a great way to get it off your mind and then to work for other people going through the same thing you're going through,
right,
making life easier for them.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Market Abilities podcast. Find us. We're on every platform. Growing Media Marketing. Find us. The Spiel. If you want to be entertained on occasion. Got some good guests there.
Or if you'd like to be a guest, reach out to us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We're always looking for people to interview.
We are. Yeah. We are. All right. We still have time.
Now we're good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to run 20 minutes. This was
your comeback episode.
You know,
to
I have been
prepare
gone. Yes.
For all the other episodes that you're
going
to be on.
For the big ones that are coming up today. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we shall see you in the near future.
Yep.
Peace.
Bye.